This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom report. The tremors are increasing, Israel. The foundations are shaking. We are witnessing not random events, not mere economic cycles, but the purposeful dismantling of Edom's dominion, a judgment foretold by every prophet who raised a voice against Esau's lineage. For generations, they have amassed power through deceit, through the manipulation of wealth, and through a relentless pursuit of control. Now, Yahuwah is exposing their wickedness, sifting the nations, and separating the wheat from the chaff. Reports flood in of bankruptcies amongst the small and medium enterprises, the very lifeblood of any healthy economy. The talking heads speak of corrections, of headwinds, but we know better. This is Yahuwah's hand moving against the financial strongholds of Edom, dismantling a system built on usury and debt enslavement. They have systematically impoverished nations, profited from conflict, and hoarded what rightfully belongs to the inheritance of Israel. Remember Malachi's condemnation, the withholding of the due, the exploitation of the vulnerable. This is not simply a downturn, it is a judgment. And the tentacles of this control reach into every facet of life. The special counsel, a puppet of the globalist power structure, has engaged in a gross violation of privacy, collecting sensitive communications from members of the U.S. Congress. They call it an abuse of power, but it is brazen tyranny, a testament to the complete lack of restraint within the Edomite system. This surveillance, this relentless monitoring, is not about justice, it is about control. It is about silencing dissent, about suppressing the awakening Israel. Yes, Yahu spoke of a time when Edom would be humbled, their pride broken. We see it unfolding now. Their technological prowess, once hailed as progress, has become a tool for enslavement, allowing them to monitor, manipulate, and control populations with unprecedented efficiency. The unraveling extends even to the great powers. Russia, a key player in the global energy matrix, has transitioned from a net exporter to a net importer. Dismissed as market fluctuations, this is a dismantling of a cornerstone of Edom's power, a reversal of fortunes prophesied in Devarim 28. For generations, the nations of the North, Magog and its associated powers, have held sway over trade routes and resources, enriching themselves while oppressing the scattered tribes of Israel. This is not an accident. It is a purposeful disruption, designed to expose the fragility of the world system and to reveal the true source of power, Yahuwah Elohim. The nations scramble for resources, while the remnant of Israel begins to awaken, to remember their covenant, to reclaim their inheritance. But the battle is not merely economic or political, it is spiritual. Israel, hear the voice of Yahuwah. The signs are upon us. The judgments are unfolding and the hand of Edom is revealed in the decay around us. Do not mistake the chaos for randomness. Do not believe this is merely political maneuvering. This is a spiritual war waged against the covenant people, and the weapons are not of iron and clay, but of sorcery. Consider the modern medical establishment. Its power, its influence, its control over the most intimate aspects of your existence. This is not healing. This is a new form of Babylon, a gilded cage built on the illusion of wellness. Revelation 18 speaks of a great harlot, a merchant queen whose sorceries have deceived the nations. She trades in luxuries and pleasures, but beneath the surface lies a dark trade in souls. The pharmaceuticals, the procedures, the pronouncements of health, these are the potions of Edom, designed to weaken, to control, and ultimately to destroy. Remember Obadiah, dwelling in the clefts of the rock, puffed up in their own arrogance. They have always sought to destroy Israel, to diminish our strength, to claim our inheritance. And the pattern continues, transfer risk and consequence downwards, concentrating wealth and power in the hands of a few. This is the hallmark of a predatory system, and it is no accident that this system is dominated by the descendants of Esau. The modern financial architecture is built upon a foundation of debt, inherently designed to benefit the lenders and burden the borrowers. Yahuwah warned against usury, and the nations who have embraced this practice are reaping the consequences. This immiseration is not a bug, It is a feature. It is a deliberate strategy of control designed to create a dependent population, easily manipulated and exploited. Awake, O Israel! Do not be deceived by the illusions of Edom. Do not be lulled into complacency by their promises of security and prosperity. The time of judgment is upon us, and the hand of Yahuwah is moving against the wicked. The days of Edom's dominion are numbered. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.